Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1745. Live Your Dream, Not the American Dream, by Kelly Blodgett with Fiology.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Live Your Dream, Not the American Dream, by Kelly Blodgett with Fiology.com. Live your dream life with enthusiasm. You will soon be able to live your dream life with no barriers, no limitations, and no excuses. In the post-pandemic era, you will no longer be constrained in how you're able to approach life. This is a great time to pause and take note of where you are on your life's journey and decide how you want to reassert yourself in pursuit of your goals. You may be 100% content with your accomplishments up to this point and your plans to push forward. Or you may know that you aren't quite where you wanted to be at this point in your life. In either case, this is an opportunity to take an honest look at your values and reestablish life goals. Were you living your dream life pre-COVID-19? I ask this question because while this hopefully once-in-a-lifetime pandemic had a significant impact on our everyday lives, at some point, things will return to the new normal. You can bet that the new normal will quickly look like the old normal. We will get back into our routines, and life will look a lot like it did just a few years ago. What are you going to do with your experiences after the pandemic? Your environment has a lot of impact on how your life looks. Do you allow your environment to shape you, or do you attempt to shape your environment? If you have decided to pursue financial independence, you're likely in the latter camp. It's one thing to think that you have learned so many lessons due to the detour the world has taken, but it's also human nature to have a short memory, to fall back into old habits. Don't let this be you. I don't know what lessons you learned, but if you think you learned any, think about how to put those lessons learned into action. Reflect on the things you believe to be important for how you want to live your life. You can live your dream life. When you were young, you had dreams. Then life happened. Sure, it may have been naive to really believe you could be an astronaut like you thought when you were 7. Dreams change as you grow. And that's just fine. But what isn't fine is when we lose focus or begin to believe that we can't achieve our dreams. So as we grow, we have our dreams. And then we hear the phrase, the American dream. What is the American dream? The American dream is a belief that with enough hard work and dedication, anyone can achieve whatever they desire in life. Is the American dream possible? Is this the correct question to be asking? It's a great thought, but is the American dream possible? I don't know. The American dream may be a myth. We heard it so much growing up. You can achieve the American dream. It seems like a slogan. And I think that is exactly what it is. It's a phrase that we can use for banners and bumper stickers to make us feel good about being American and living in America. It messages a sense of optimism. I'm all for optimism, but what practical use is a general slogan? How does identifying and believing in the American dream help any individual actually plan and live their lives. Social norms are generally tied to the American dream. Home ownership, having a nice car, a well-paying 9-to-5 job, 1.93 children, etc. But what if you don't want those things? Are you somehow spitting in the face of the American dream? Of course not. Is the American dream a myth? It doesn't matter if the American dream is dead or a myth or even possible or not, because it isn't practical. You want what you want. You have unique personal values and goals. And if you are truly aligning your values and your decision-making, you aren't at all concerned about some ideal. It doesn't impact your happiness one way or the other. I would argue it negatively impacts your happiness if you blindly adhere to slogans rather than seek a life path that makes you happy, genuinely happy. Live your dream from this day forward. What do you think about when you think of restarting the old routine of traffic, work, and then more traffic? Does the weight of ongoing student loan or other debt darken your optimism? Are your relationships healthy? What are you doing about it? Are you happy with your current employment? If not, what actions are you taking to change that? You have many questions that you can ask yourself. You know yourself better than anyone. If you find yourself generally unhappy, unfocused, wandering without clear purpose and direction, then you have work to do. Once you start doing the work, no matter how daunting or challenging, you'll begin to feel that renewed sense of optimism. That same optimism that immigrants use to fuel their journey to America. The belief that you have the power to shape your future and live your dream life. How to live your dream life. We are not a one-size-fits-all society. We're not all chasing the same dream. You don't have to defer to social norms. You are unique and you have the ability to live your own unique dream. I'd like that to be what we think of when we think of the American dream. If you're not clear on how you can move forward towards living your dream life, begin by spending some energy determining what you value most in life. Imagine in great detail what your dream life looks like. How do you spend your time? Who do you spend it with? Where do you spend it? Your dream life may include quitting your current job, moving abroad, or starting a business. The best part is that this is your vision for your life, and you no longer have to find joy in what society deems valuable. This is your dream. Once you have your dream life depicted, create a plan to achieve it. Break these big dreams into smaller, manageable tasks and take one step at a time. Of course, finances will be an important part of your future, so consider that responsibly. From there, prioritize which things to do first, because it can't all happen at once. When we disconnect ourselves from this American dream idea, we can start living an intentional life. We can live a life driven by our innermost passions. We can expect to live a happier, more fulfilled, and purposeful life. Perhaps at some point in the future, people supporting each other on their own unique paths becomes the new American dream. But until then, dream big. We are on this planet for a blink of an eye. Live your dreams. You just listened to the post titled, Live Your Dream, Not the American Dream, by Kelly Blodgett with Viology.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This questioning of the American dream is part of what inspired me to create the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce. In fact, the tagline of the event is provocative speakers exploring a new American dream. The American dream originated as an ideal where every person has the right to pursue his or her unique version of happiness. But I think many of us can't help but notice that it has devolved over time into something entirely different, something rooted in excessive consumerism. I think that's why George Carlin once said, quote, "The reason they call it the American dream is because you have to be asleep to believe it," end quote. So when I say a new American dream, I'm actually advocating for the original spirit of this ideal. When you put yourself in the financial position to disconnect a bit from the rat race, you open up space in your life to start asking bigger questions about your unique version of happiness. Rather than asking, how am I going to pay my bills this month? Or what kind of material luxury am I going to buy today? You can start asking questions like, how do I want to spend my time? Who do I want to spend it with? And what do I want to create in the world? And fostering the ability to enjoy the simple things in life and appreciate the material abundance you already have is a step in the right direction to be able to ask these bigger questions. You only get one life. And I think a lot of satisfaction comes from being in the position to actively create your life rather than to passively consume while your life passes you by. I'll leave it there for today. That's a wrap for another Sunday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.